Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7. The nation of Israel is the vineyard of the Lord of Heaven's armies. The people of Judah are his pleasant garden. He expected a crop of justice, but instead he found oppression. He expected to find righteousness, but instead he heard cries of violence. There's only one reason why you'd plant a vineyard. It would be because you wanted grapes. No one has ever planted a vineyard for any other reason. You certainly wouldn't plant one for their natural beauty, because they don't have it, or because you want to make use of their wood, which struggles to burn. This chapter poignantly describes God's desperate disappointment with his people. They were planted to be fruitful. He'd gone to great lengths to prepare his vineyard, planting it on a fertile hill. God then ploughed the land, cleared the stones, and planted one of the best of the vines. What could possibly go wrong? But the outcome was appalling. The result had been the exact opposite of what God had been looking for. Instead of the justice that he longed to see, he saw oppression. Instead of righteousness, there was murder. God had given his people free will, and they chose to use it to oppose him rather than obey him. The most important fact is that God didn't give up on his people. He had given them every opportunity to thrive, and they'd thrown it all back in God's face. The prophecy of Isaiah is an amazing study of the love and faithfulness of God. Disappointed as God clearly was, he didn't reject his people, but looked for new ways of blessing them. We may feel that we haven't acted as badly as the nation of Israel, but the truth is that we've all sinned. We've all been a disappointment to God. He's given us every advantage, and time and again we have ignored him and gone our own way. But God doesn't give up on us. In Isaiah chapter 40, we see a beautiful picture of the persistent and gentle love of God for his people. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. That's our God. He loves us so much that he has high expectations for us. He longs to see us being fruitful. However, he doesn't give up on us when we fail, but looks for every opportunity to shower us with his love. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you never give up on us. We confess our sins and ask you to help us to live closer to you day by day. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.